Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Center field deep. Hamilton going back. Still going. Hamilton at the wall. That ball's gone! Garver with a home run! Twins take a 2-0 lead.
Mitch Garver with the offensive fireworks last night. And the Twins supplied the pyrotechnics after the game with a fireworks show as Prince music played in the background. Boy, yeah. Things are going so well for the Minnesota Twins, who have the best record in MLB, as they get set to take on the Royals tonight here at Target Field, game two of a three-game series. Twins at 46-22. Kansas City, almost the direct opposite, 22-47. Welcome back, Sports Saturday, 75 degrees, gloomy skies, but dry out here at the ballpark. A lot of fans are already here for the Joe Mauer ceremonies that will start soon. Steve Thompson, Eric Nelson, Devin Hester Marshall, and the Hammer, Craig Schreffer, and, of course, J-Lo back at CCO. All hands on deck for this one. I guess Joe has earned it, Stevie T.
Yeah, no. It's a great day, and I still go back to that game at the end of 2018 when he put on that catcher's gear one more time. You know, I had talked about it on the air. You know, he had a really good 2018 season. He was really solid, and the hope was that he would come back in 2019, but he decided to call it a career, and his number 7 will be retired tonight. We'll carry that ceremony for you a little bit later on. By the way, Chris Hatterberry in our pregame show, 5:30, of course, the number 7 retirement ceremony to follow. And then Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play tonight. Jake Odorizzi trying to get win number 10 in front of a sold-out crowd here at Target Field. Then on Father's Day, another sellout in the final game of the three-game series. And the Red Sox in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here at Target Field before the Twins strike out on the road. And, Eric, you know, a lot of big stars, a lot of guys who played with Joe Mauer over the years in town. And in our news today, we heard a cut from Jim Thome that really stood out. Hall of Famer Jim Thome. What a neat guy Thome is. And you can't argue with the numbers and what he did in his career, but certainly so well-respected, such a nice guy. You know, my quick Jim Thome story has nothing to do with baseball. My wife and I were in Chicago waiting in line to get into a U2 show at United Center. Who was standing behind me in line? Jim Thome and his wife. And we ended up standing and chatting in line for a half hour. Very little about his time in the major leagues. Very little about baseball. Mostly it was music and life and kids and so on and so forth. You know, talk about a neat guy. And for him to say what he said about Joe Mauer and what Shooter Charlie Walters said about Joe Mauer is so true. I mean, just a class act. And I brought up, you know, the work he's done in the community, and particularly Gillette Children's. You know, it just goes without saying. And he's going to be a great asset to this community for a long, long time in the work he does and the events he's willing to do.
Yeah, high-character guy, a ton of athletic talent. He didn't squander it. He's taken things to the next level. As you said, he and his wife, Maddie, and they've got three kids now. They do amazing things here in the Twin Cities. They're committed to the area. That's where Joe grew up. And a galaxy of stars coming back to salute Joe here at the ceremony tonight. You mentioned Jim Thome. Torrey Hunter's in the house. And I know I was at some games earlier this week in the press box. You'd see Thome, you'd see Glenn Perkins, you'd see Nick Punto. Guys like that are all coming back. And I had this thought earlier in the week. I mean, we had a tragic situation in the Dominican with David Ortiz being shot over the weekend. Yeah. And David Ortiz, of course, a former Twin and well-loved by everybody, whether you're in the Dominican, New England, or all across MLB. I'm not so sure if David Ortiz were in the right physical condition, he might not have come back for this, because I think that's the kind of respect Joe Mauer garnered from not only his teammates but his peers. And we certainly wish David Ortiz the best, because he did begin here in Minnesota, and that situation we're still trying to piece that all together, but a tragedy and hopefully a full recovery for Big Poppy.
Yeah, one of the things that fans are turning out for coming up here in a few minutes until 6, fans can get their picture taken with a quartet of Twins Hall of Famers, Michael Kadire, Eddie Guardado. You brought up Torrey Hunter and, of course, Brad Radke. And the fans got to the ballpark really early because they want to, you know, not only see the players and get loose on the field, but be here for the festivities that get started coming up, we think, right around 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, and here's the reality of it. There are 9 numbers, counting Joe, in the Twins' retired number section down the left field line, second level, right in that Budweiser party deck area. There's another number. That's Jackie Robinson, but he's retired at every ballpark across MLB. So Joe Mauer will be between Jackie and Tom Kelly's number 10. And then you look up there, Stevie T, you see a Burt Blylevin. He's in the Hall of Fame, 28. 34, Kirby Puckett, maybe the greatest twin of all. He's in the Hall of Fame, 2-time series champ. 14, Ken Herbeck, like Joe, another local guy who did amazing things here with the Twins. Number 6, Tony Oliva, from Cuba, but still lives in Minnesota. I mean, he's a baseball ambassador for the Twins. Number 29, Rod Carew, certainly one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. And number 3, Harmon Killebrew, the face of the franchise for so many years. So that's the kind of company Mauer is up there with.
Yeah, and I want to go back a little bit and talk about Tony Oliva. Here's a guy who is almost a sure bet Hall of Famer and is still not in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, and it's a shame. But he was on a trajectory to be a first ballot Hall of Famer before he was, you know, had his career derailed by injuries. And you go back to Joe Mauer. You know, Joe Mauer had to leave the catcher's position and go down to first base due to injuries, concussions, etc. And Joe and the Twins were trying to extend his career and get as many at-bats as they could out of Joe. But you have to wonder, had Joe been able to spend more time in his career behind home plate, because what he was doing early in his career behind the plate put him on a trajectory to be mentioned alongside the all-time great catchers in the history of the game. I mean, batting titles, an MVP, all coming from behind the plate. So that, you know, is something to keep in mind as well. Joe did have a great career and deserves to have his number retired and will be retired tonight. But there's a little bit of what could have been.
I completely agree. And I think in the beginning, when Joe was a catcher and he was doing those remarkable things behind the plate defensively and with the bat, I thought we might be looking at the next Johnny Bench. To me, Johnny Bench is the greatest catcher of all time with the Cincinnati Reds, the Big Red Machine. I remember as a little kid, I'd watch him come to Dodger Stadium and play. But Johnny Bench, like Joe Mauer, didn't finish his position behind the plate. He wound up at third base. But Johnny Bench had maybe more sustained success throughout the duration of his career. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, Joe Mauer as a catcher, when he was behind the plate, he had no peers. And he moved to first base, and his career took a different turn, a different twist. He was on some ball clubs that weren't that good, and that was part of it. And the question as we move forward will be, does Joe get into Cooperstown? I think I've talked to a lot of people with votes, without votes. I was in Cooperstown last summer, talked to some people at the Hall of Fame. You know, they think he's probably a bubble guy, that there's a chance he could get in, and it's all going to come down to, you know, the writers. And we talked to one of them, Charlie Walters. He's got a vote. I'm sure Charlie will vote for Joe.
Yeah, for sure. But I look at the numbers retired up there, and that there are parallels to Tony Oliva's career and what Tony Oliva did in his career and the numbers he put up. And that was the shame for Tony is he had knee trouble, and that was before they got, you know, knee surgery figured out, to the point, you know, we brought it up earlier in the show, Clay Thompson. You know, big knee injury, but there's no doubt Clay is going to be back. You know, once upon a time in sports history, you had an ACL, that could have been it.
Well, we've got one right here in town. He's now in Washington, but Adrian Peterson, once upon a time, shredded his knee in a game in December, and they said he's going to be lucky to come back the next season, and lo and behold, he proved all the skeptics and critics wrong, and he did come back for Minnesota and win an MVP award and helped get the Vikings into the playoffs. So, yes, you're right. Medical technology, as far as dealing with the knee and other injuries, has advanced so much that Tony Oliva may have been more than anything a victim of when he had those serious knee injuries, because at the end, Tony O was hobbling up to the plate. The DH pretty much saved him as far as adding some years to his career. The DH, I think, started in 1973, and that was tailor-made for a guy like Tony Oliva. And I know there are a lot of people around the Twins who would love to see Tony O get into Cooperstown and, you know, make the Hall of Fame. He's deserving. And I'll say that I thought it was cool earlier in the year. They went on that road trip to Seattle and Anaheim, and Tony O came with them. He was in the dugout.
Oh, for sure.
He was dressed.
Yeah.
And I know when they got to Southern California, which is where Rod Carew lives, but Rod Carew at heart is always going to be a Twin, even though he spent a lot of years with the Angels. Rodney shows up, and he's with Tony O. And, you know, those are snapshots in time. And so let's hope maybe Tony O does get in. But like you said, he and Joe Mauer, some similarities. Maybe Mauer had the issues. You know, it was called bilateral leg weakness and all that stuff. But you know what? That's the way it's gone down. And here we are tonight, June 15th, 2019. He's going to have that number go up next to all those legendary Twins. And I think that it's definitely going to be an incredibly special moment for Joe and his family.
Yeah, and we're getting the field set up right now. We've got right now a procession of youth baseball players, and I would assume some softball players in the mix as they make their parade lap around Target Field right now. And they're starting to move some of the stuff into position on the infield. I know Larry DeVito is holding his breath as they get this
stay
stuff
set
up.
Stay off the grass. Stay on the track.
I already got yelled at earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's
for putting a couple feet on the grass.
Yeah, oh, no, don't, you know, don't do that. That's like stepping on the Wild logo in the dressing room. Devin, don't do that if you go into that Wild dressing room.
Yeah,
stay
yeah.
off the logo. Stay off the grass here at Target
Which
Field.
Now they cover up in the dressing room, so we don't have that issue anymore.
Oh, they do.
They covered it up now. So,
well, I'll say one thing is we are close to the Twins dugout down the right field line. I'm looking at the bases, which have yet to be set out onto the diamond. But they have number sevens on the edge of the bases. So these are no doubt special bases that I don't know if Joe's going to get them or they're going to put them up for auction. But those bases are going to have some value. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and this is really neat, letting the kids parade around the field on the warning track. It's really neat, and you can tell, you know, as the kids and their parents go by, that they're getting a kick out of it. And why not? It's a big night. They're going to remember it for a long, long time. Quick break coming up, E. We'll come back. A few more minutes here from Target Field, right on the field here at Target Field. And then we'll turn it over to Chris Atterbury in the studios just outside the Champions Club here at Target Field for our pregame show. Then we'll have the number 7 retirement ceremony, Joe Mauer honored before the game. And then the Royals and the Twins coming up in game 2 of the 3-game set. Can Jake Odorizzi win number 10? Can he keep the Twins on a roll? We'll find out tonight here on the home of the Twins, News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Sports Saturday from Target Field. Stevie T and Eric with you. Glad you've made us a part of your afternoon as we are setting the table for a special snapshot in time. The Twins are going to retire the number 7 of Joe Mauer. The ceremonies will start shortly. Pre-game show starts at 5:30. Chris Atterbury, Corey, and Danny will have the play-by-play. It won't be a 6:10 start. It'll be probably more like 6:20, 6:30. But there will be a lot of fun stuff here starting shortly, Stevie T, as some great former Twins and MLB stars are showing up to salute Joe.
Yeah, and why not? Once again, folding chairs being set up on the first base and third base line. And then, of course, there's a podium, and there'll be some dignitaries and some words spoken, and the number 7 will be unveiled. Right now, I would assume behind that white covering is that number 7 up there near the Goose Island
Pub.
That's
a pretty good assumption.
I know I'm going out on a limb, guys. Let's get into the ball game though, tonight, beyond the ceremony. Chris Atterbury in our pregame at 5:30. Twins get a very nice 2-0 victory. G's were the key. Gibson and Garver were the battery for 8 innings. Garver hits a 2-run bomb bottom of the 8th. Gibson gets a W. A bounce back appearance for him. Now, can Jake Odorizzi stay in a role? Can he get his 10th tonight?
Yeah, and the Kansas City Royals, of all teams, have been kryptonite for Jake Odorizzi. Here's a guy in his career, 2-4 against the Royals, ERA 4.37. That's 9 appearances, 8 starts against KC. But this is a different Odorizzi. Since April 17th, he's 9-0. The ERA is a microscopic 1.07. In his last start Sunday at Detroit, he allowed 1 run on 5 hits in 6 innings in a Twins victory. So Jake Odorizzi trying to get the double digits, win number 10. Kansas City struggling, DVT. They've got the worst road record in MLB. They're clearly already looking to next year and beyond. So I think this is a chance for Odorizzi to come out and eat up the Royals, assuming he gets that offensive support the Twins have been putting up most of the season.
And as we pointed out, Chris Atterbury, pregame 5:30 on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. And then, of course, Corey and Danny. And then following the post game, you're in with a final pitch tonight, so get those calls and texts ready. And I'm sure we'll relive the night, hopefully a Twins win and a big night for Joe Mauer and family.
Yeah, final pitch. You can call us. We want to hear from you. The listeners are a big part of the show, and a lot of folks will be driving home from the game, or maybe you listen to it wherever you are out in Twins territory. So, yeah, we welcome those phone calls as well. And I'll tell you what, it's just a lot of fun right now to be at the ballpark, to be in downtown Minneapolis. The weather is heated up. The ball club is on a historic pace when it comes to winning. And you look around, it's hard, Stevie T, to find somebody now who's not wearing Twins garb, somebody who doesn't have a Minnesota Twins cap on or a jersey or something related to the ball club. So that's what winning does. Winning is the ultimate cure-all. And Twins territory is back, and they've jumped in with both feet. They're making quite the splash, because when you have 3 straight sellouts on a weekend against KC, that tells you they're in.
All right, it's been a lot of fun. Big thanks to Devin and Hammer, and, of course, Andrew Halverson and all the folks
J-Lo
with the Minnesota Twins. J-Lo doing a great job. Joe Mauer, number 7, retired, coming up here on the CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.